cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we have a beautiful day here in Johannesburg. This is cliffcentral.com. It's Spotlight with myself, Alan Ford, and it's great to be with you. It really is really cool. I cannot believe we're almost in December mode, in Christmas mode. It's a month to Christmas. And that means the festivities begin, the Christmas parties begin, time for celebration. We've seen a whole load of wonderful things happening in and around Johannesburg in terms of SA Style Awards, which was absolutely incredible. And lots of luxury lifestyle big event happening tonight. We'll talk about that. A great event with Bacardi happened last night. We'll talk about all these great, great things. Now, the show is packed today, as always. I'm trying to see if I can beat the record. And today we have 12 guests. Now, last week was 14. It's always good to, but I've got you all in studio, which is wonderful. So, I look forward to speaking to Nadine Bashir. She's the international show producer for Dinner Time Stories, and she'll be joined with Nicole Kappa, editor in chief of Luxuria Lifestyle Magazine. Former Mrs. South Africa, mountain climber, explorer. There's a big event happening this evening, and we'll chat to them about that. And also, I want to talk about Nicole's phenomenal life and the things that she's doing, which are crazy. We're going to chat to Lyle Ramsden. He is doing the Nutcracker Winter Circus in Sandton City. That opens up for all of the community. We've got Dan Tanyo, just finished his tour of Canada. The show is called History, the King of Pop, and he is been lauded the most popular and most the best Michael Jackson tribute act in the world. And he's in studio. It's always good to speak to him. We had him once before with us. And produced by Showtime Australia. And we'll talk to Carly Graham and Rowan Becker. They have a show called All I Ask of Me and the beautiful, beautiful music of Carly Graham. We'll have some of that on the show coming up. The Human Jukebox is in studio. Josh Ansley.
What's up?
How you doing? Josh, come grab this.
Very good, very good.
How you doing?
Hello.
How's it going, Josh?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Very good.
We always like to start off the show with a bit of the music and something just... What mode are we in today, Josh?
I've been writing a lot of music lately, and I've got a new song, which is pretty cool. Would you like to hear that?
I want to hear the new song.
All right, sweet. Cool. All right. I think this is it. Cool.
I hope it's you wrote the song.
I can sing. Don't let me lose you. Don't let me go. Don't let me grow old, all sad and alone. You are my dream come true. You are my one and only you. Oh, oh, I know I hurt you. I know you cried. I know I wronged you, I should not have lied. You are my dream come true. You are my one and only you. Yeah, yeah, baby, I am a man. And I swear I'll do all that I can. Baby, just hold me tight. I'll do it all to make it all turn out all right. So please, don't let me know if you're gonna leave me. Don't let it show. You are my dream come true. You are my one and only.
Josh Ansley, good morning to you and to you and especially to you. Well done. How's that song? Yeah. We love his The Human Jukebox. He's I bring people in, I use them. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I want to open the show by firstly thanking Josh. We're going to have some lovely music happening throughout the show. We're going to have Dan Tanya doing some Michael Jackson. We're going to have Carly Graham singing something from her show. That's all coming up. But I want to talk about a big event that happened last night. It was brought to you by Bacardi. But there's one person that that led the event. You did the Style Awards as well. It's one of my favorite Greek-Irish people. And it's the one and only Taryn Louch. Hello, my Tay. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and you and especially you, Al.
I know. I've been using it for the last 20 years. It's been my old radio thing forever.
I love it.
I kind of think it's I don't know. It actually turns
it
me on.
It makes everyone feel special as well.
It actually turns me on.
Oh, right.
Because I can you and you and you know how the radio
especially
thing works.
Especially you.
That's exactly how it works. So tell us what happened last night in the heart of Sandton in Hyde Park, and tell us all the special things and people over there. By the way, congratulations on the SA Style Award.
Thank you.
It's a hard crowd to crack, and it's a hard crowd to speak to, especially in the middle of a diamond court. And I think the way you controlled the crowd and presented was beautiful.
Thank you.
Even Craig Jacobs said how incredible you were on in the Sunday Times. So, but it's
thank
true.
Thank you.
It is true. So you handled last night's event. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think last night was possibly the hottest ticket this season as Bacardi launched Martini Dolce 0.0.
Now we like this concept because this is a product that has got no alcohol.
No, 0.0% alcohol.
And you don't drink.
I don't.
And actually, Zoraida, you don't drink.
I don't.
Zoraida Jardine's in studio. Hi, Z, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Just, I like to often remind people that there was a time when Zoraida was 36 weeks pregnant, right?
Yes.
And we were running around Turkey.
Wasn't Alan's child.
Just to confirm.
It wasn't. It was Josh's child. And we did a show called Life's a Journey. And one of the most incredible things is we had to finish the series with Zoraida. I think you were one of the very first heavily pregnant presenters.
Definitely.
For a TV show.
In fact,
ever.
I was in Turkey. It was the most incredible show, by the way, to date that I've ever shot in my
media. I love
career.
Doing it with you.
Me too. And I was 36 weeks pregnant. And apparently you're not meant to be... You can't fly at 36 weeks because you're
8 months pregnant for
yes.
those people that don't work in weeks.
And, and Turkey, we were shooting in Turkey and Turkish Airlines wouldn't let me onto my flight back to South Africa. And somehow Alan wangled away to get me onto that flight back home.
Because we lied, we pretended you're 32 weeks pregnant.
But you know what that taught me, Alan, on a very serious note? Because often as women, we feel like invalids when we're pregnant or we're scared and afraid to tell our employers that we're pregnant because somehow it, I don't know, dehumanizes us. It's just as women, we have this thing where we feel that we can't work when we're pregnant. And what that show taught me is that I was Superman.
You were.
I was my most energetic. I was my most competent, efficient, everything possibly positively successful during my pregnancy up until the end.
And I want to just add something to that experience is that you were pregnant in New York. As well.
I was pregnant in New York.
I took you around the world pregnant.
You did.
I mean, it must have been something
in the water.
And it wasn't
even your baby. I mean, that's quite incredible.
The show is called Life's a Journey on SABC3, and it was a show about to just find yourself, revive yourself.
I think that show would do exceptionally well right now because I think that show was so ahead of its time in terms of health and wellness and spirituality.
Well, I still own the rights. We could do
well,
it.
Well, we should.
Should we do it
Let's
again?
Let's consider that.
I'm definitely making a guest appearance. Thanks.
We actually did. We did some crazy stuff.
We
did the laughing therapy in Zambia. Do you remember that? We did some of the.
We did amazing stuff.
We did. But I just want to say, so I had just one of the most special experiences was Zoraida and I. And can I tell you that we couldn't get a license for a film permit. So I was dealing with the police in Turkey. And so I said, Zoraida, just go.
Just go and shoot.
Just
do
film.
It. Just
let me deal with the Turkish authorities. I'm going to go to jail. But just go and do the... I need the links outside the Blue Mosque. And that's...
Guys, if you ever need a hustler, make it happen anyway.
That's what Lebanese people do, hey? And then another special guest in studio is Raja Jawad. How are you doing, Raja? And welcome to the show.
Hi, Al. Hello, everyone.
It's so good to have you. All the way from Lebanon.
Yeah.
How long have you been in South Africa?
For 4 years now.
Beautiful. Are you loving it here?
I love South Africa.
From Beirut.
It's home.
Wow, this is incredible. Yeah. And so Taryn, why are these particular people and getting involved in this particular product?
So Martini is not only an Italian brand that has 150 years of heritage, but they also have their finger on the pulse of what is happening in the world. And there's a sipping trend on the rise, and that is one of conscious consumption. So there's some people that don't drink at all, like Z and I and Raja. And then there's other people who are opting to drink less for health and wellness reasons, for religious or diversity reasons. And some
just because it's Sober October.
And they don't want a hangover the next morning. It's November.
Oh. Yeah, got it.
So, Martini have developed this product so that you can drink every night of the week without waking up with a hangover. You can remember every moment. And basically, it replicates everything you love in a glass of sparkling wine, just without the alcohol. So it's the same great taste, the same great flavor. It's even got the tannins. Because, you know, as people that don't drink, our options are always the kind of kiddies sparkling grape juice.
I know, for movers.
Yeah.
Or appetizer.
Yes.
I know.
But this is completely, it replicates that whole celebratory toasting of a glass, especially now in the festive season. So Martini's really got it right. And for those people that are looking to consume drinks consciously, it's the perfect product.
So Nick Kombarak.
Kambarakis.
Greek. Yeah. We've got Lebanese, we've got Greeks, we've got everybody in the studio today. you are the brand manager.
Brand ambassador for Sub-Sahara Africa for Bacardi Limited.
Bacardi Limited. Yeah, and tell me, great product to get into the market. So we've had him on the show a few times, just Teddy in Hyde Park. Is downstairs from where you had your event.
And owned by Lebanese people.
Owned by Lebanese people. By the Zakis, actually. Yeah. And they have lots of great events there. And because they do confectionery, they speak to a certain market that doesn't drink, which is a hell of a lot of your Islamic market. And people love to have something to celebrate, but they can't have alcohol. So this is a great option. And it's a very, very clever way to open up the enjoyment of something sparkling with everybody, and it doesn't have to be appetizer.
It makes the non-drinkers feel inclusive, which is what I like, because when I'm toasting, you know, I'm often the one with my bottle of water.
I know, for years you've done that. Yeah.
And now this just looks stylish, it feels stylish, and it tastes really good.
So I want to come back to Nick. Where did you come up with the concept? Firstly, because, you know, Italians, they can be funny. You know, it's like, why are you touching my stuff? It's been around for 160 years or 150 odd years. So how did you manage to convince the actual winemaker to create this product?
So I'm not entirely involved in the production process. Mm. So my involvement is I look after the brands within Sub-Sahara Africa. Mm. And this was a great opportunity to launch this particular expression within Martini, within Africa, to include all demographics, include them to be part of every occasion, every moment. And in fact, this is the very first market to be launching this particular profile, Martini 0.0 Dolce.
Okay, which is great. So how was the event last night? Packed.
Lovely. The event was packed. And you know what? It was a Monday night in Joburg. Mm. And people came out. They were dressed to kill, fashionably stylish, on the terrazza of the Hyde Park Hotel. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. As the sun set, Nick prepared the most unbelievable cocktails. You've got to try one, Al. Especially the elderflower. Is it called a Hugo?
No, it's lemon and elderflower spritz. So,
yes.
So yeah, it's just incorporating elderflower syrup, and then we lengthen it with Martini 0.0 Dolce, and we just garnish it with a piece of lemon.
So unfortunately, I was flying back, so I couldn't be at the event, but we look forward to many more associated events that you guys are going to do. Together.
And here's the best part. You can drink as many cocktails as you like.
That's lovely.
And look at us. We're all fresh this morning.
Would you have to look at it? just watch the waistline.
So here's the thing.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Here is the thing, because that's, I'm sure everybody wants to know this. People that are looking after their health and wellness don't drink alcohol. a lot of people don't drink alcohol because of the sugar content. Mm. The sugar content in alcohol is really high. In Martini Dolce 0.0, there is no added sugar. It is the natural sugar from the grape.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
Oh, lovely. 60, so it works for the diet.
60 calories per serving, 125 mils.
There we go.
Well, we discussed the weight issue. Gee whiz, what a
so
way
you can
to
put it into your eating plan as well. I mean, it's amazing.
love it. So I want to get to know a bit more about you, Raja. So what do you, you came to South Africa, you have two beautiful kids, you have twins. Your husband, both of you came from Lebanon, from Beirut.
Exactly.
And what made you come to South Africa?
He works here, and when we got he came before me.
Mm-hmm.
When we got married, I came with him, and we settled our anchor here, and we started our family here as well.
Are you loving the South African culture? Is great. Have you interacted with a lot of South African Lebanese people?
Yeah, I know quite well of South African Lebanese people. Most of them are like, they came directly from Lebanon, not the ones with Lebanese origins.
Mm. Like us, like me.
Yeah, like you. So
the mixed breeds.
Yeah.
So, and then what work are you doing in terms of what, besides being a mom, at influencer work, what are you up to?
Okay, I don't like to say I'm a blogger, as I don't blog, or like a influencer. Influencing is a very big title, as you have to reach so many people, and you have to be like providing a very big purpose, if you want to say, a very deep one. I'm more like sharing my lifestyle, my journey as a foreigner in South Africa, and how I made this country as my home and my small family's home. I share my cooking, my baking, my fashion, so everything. Like, it's How am I adapting here?
Yeah, which is great, because I mean, if you walk, the sugar, they called it the Paris of the Middle East. Beirut really is.
Yeah.
It is incredible, but the food tops even, I would say, French food. Yeah. How's your kebab? Make good kebab?
Yeah. Okay. I make it pretty well. You have to come and taste it.
I don't eat meat, but
we can make the vegetarian one.
Yes, or the one with
from
fish?
Pumpkin. Okay. Or you can make it with fish, yeah.
Excellent. And yeah,
so whenever you want, you're welcome.
And so how do people follow you? How do we do this?
Actually, it all started when I gave birth for my twins.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a picture of my room at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband surprised me decorating it. And it just started. Like, I really don't know. Like, everyone was tagging everyone, like, look how nice this is, and it just happened.
So we can follow you how? What's your hashtag, your handle?
Raja.Bustani, Boustani.
Okay, do that again,
Raja.Bustani.
Spell it.
Jawed is my husband's family name.
Jawed.
Yeah.
From Beirut, eh?
From Beirut,
okay,
yeah.
Good. I've got to just say, if you have never been to travel to somewhere incredible, Lebanon is exceptional. It is. I'm not being funny, because you'd appreciate this. The best nightlife in the world. The best nightlife.
Actually, it is like one of the top five in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. And then last New Year, it was, I think, top four.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a club called Bold. There was open roofed. Mm-hmm. And next thing you just saw this, they were building a building. And this whole crane comes, and dancers came coming off the crane into the club. And then another crane, and they had three cranes and all these dancers.
They would have had to be drinking Martini Dolce 0.0 so they didn't fall off that crane.
They were drinking that. The rest of it was drinking arak. Zoraida, I am so happy to see you. I know that your in-laws are leaving Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. You had to leave the Style Awards a bit early.
I had.
Because Dawn's a regular on the show. So Des and Dawn Lindbergh, that's Zoraida's husband's parents. And you had to leave it because they had their soiree.
Yeah, but that goes to show how important the Style Awards are to me.
Zoraida got there and then ran.
I was like, I have a dress, I have to wear it, I've got to show up.
Yeah, and I got
so
a message.
So I went to my in-laws' farewell completely overdressed, but it was all good.
I'm waiting for the message.
From Dawn, you're going to be in trouble.
I'm in trouble, yeah. Thanks for coming to this job. I told her, I've got to. So, but what are you up to? I mean, You're 5FM top DJ. You've presented a number of television shows. I know that you and Josh did your stint overseas, which is incredible. What are you up to at the moment?
So I describe myself at the moment as a professional student. About 5 years ago, I went back to university to. I became a full-time student, and I'm studying psychology. I want to be a psychologist. I graduated with my honors last year. This year, I'm studying functional medicine, and next year, I'm doing my master's in critical diversity. So. That's where I'm at for the moment. Great. I write essays and I do assignments.
And I'm thrilled because I've got a new show for you and you can present a psychological based show.
Yeah, there we go.
We've done this before.
Absolutely, I'm prepared.
Are you ready?
I'm now prepared with the data, you know, the research knowledge,
And the human behavior aspects, you can go into all of it.
I feel like I have to interrupt here. You've just got to give a disclaimer. She's not currently pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant at all.
You guys are about to do a show and you know what that means.
We never did any, okay.
What happened in Turkey stays in Turkey.
But again, the most incredible times we had in New York City, and we've done lots of incredible stuff together. So I look forward to and I want to bring this in very quickly because it comes back to the Style Awards, but to mention the Hamilton Russell Wine Estate. Mm-hmm. We will open our new show again on that estate.
What a beautiful piece of land in the world.
Yeah. Do you remember that opening?
I do. I remember the opening that was done many, many times over.
16-hour opening.
I had a co-star who struggled with the word Brittany Chitney.
Seriously? Seriously, it was a 10-hour take. And the sunset. And I was going to go, I was about to jump off the mountain into the valley.
He literally could not get a name and surname correct. Shame. Bless
but
him.
Anyway, and so you're doing great things, and Josh is well, and the kids are well. Yeah. And they're getting big. And I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you. So
good. And I want to get you back in studio and we can do some wonderful stuff.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
And that's the one only Zoraida Jardine. I mean, it's just so amazing to see you, Z.
Thank you.
And for us to be on air.
Thanks, Alan.
Very cool. Taryn, what are you up to? Taryn Lounge.
Sure. What am I up to? It has been a very busy 2019. Mm-hmm. Big plans for 2020. I think possibly one of my highlights of the year was hosting the Style Awards. It's just amazing to see some of the biggest names in entertainment and business and media across the board in South Africa in one room and have them all have to be quiet and listen to me.
I know, I've done it a few times. It's actually quite a fun thing. I've actually told them to shut up, and hence I'm not doing it anymore.
Remember that.
So this year has been.
Did do that.
I know. He tells me I wasn't there.
I literally did. Hey.
He did. He said, "Shut up."
Shut up or leave.
And did they?
Or leave? Yes, they did. Yes. I said, "Leave." I said, "Because you generally be considered very rude people."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that. Yeah.
You know what it is? Is I think it's. I mean, it's been dubbed the Met Gala of South Africa. I mean, at what is it? The MoMA in New York or the Met where they have the Met Gala. You're not allowed to take pictures. And Kylie Jenner last year took a picture in the bathroom, like the most famous selfie of all time, like all the biggest names. So those kind of events create complete excitement,
hysteria,
ecstasy, and
all
hysteria.
Of that. Yes, that's what
and I think people are just on such a high, they're on such a buzz, and they just want to talk, and they just want to take pictures. And that's why it is a challenge. Mm. But no challenge is too big.
Yeah, never. And as I once said, shut up, please. Or leave.
To you.
Or leave.
And you.
And especially
you.
To you.
You know, I learned something from Mups the other day. He was doing an event where people were just talking nonstop.
That's Maps Mopanyani.
Yes.
Who, by the way, opened a wonderful burger joint.
Buns out
just recently.
Because the sun's out.
Okay. So we're going to get Maps on soon. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And he took the mic and he said, guys, can you hear me in the back? And everyone went, yeah, we can hear you. And he went, well, because I can hear you. And all of a sudden, there was just this like hush at the back of the room. So that's a great tip. Mm. If you ever need to.
You actually used it.
I did. And I said, I learned this from Mups. So emceeing is something that I absolutely love doing. Doing a lot of voice work at the moment on air. And I've been working on a great road show, actually. So I think, you know, from the psychological point of view, it's just, it's lovely to use the work that you do to empower and enrich people. So I kind of want to move more into that space as well. So to use my voice and my very strict instructions to listen to
that
me,
Greek
the Greek in me comes out, and the Irish, is just to do work that really makes a difference and work that goes further than, you know, just the time that people get to share with me.
Thank you for all joining us in studio. Stay for photos. Please, we're going to ask you to take your seats over there while we invite our new guests in, Josh Ansley. Do you like Michael Jackson, Joshy?
I do.
You need to get to a microphone. But, his name is D'Antonio. Okay. D'Antonio, come and take a seat with me. And we're going to chat to the guys at the end of the show again, bring Taryn Louch back on. We got Nicole Kappa with us as well. Nicole Kappa, our editor-in-chief of Luxury Lifestyle magazine. And Nadine Bashir, who is the international show producer for Dinner Time Stories. Again, one of the most incredible things you have ever seen in your life, really. It really, really is. So thank you to all our next set of guests for joining us. So do you know, can you play something from Michael Jackson on the...
Or should we go? I can't. I haven't learned any lately.
Okay. So should we go to the YouTube? Let's go to YouTube. Oh,
wow.
How are you doing, D'Antonio?
I'm good. How are you doing,
Alan? I'm so good. D'Antonio, I want to just firstly, thank you for coming back into studio.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the Michael Jackson tour that you've been doing. It's called History, the King of Pop.
Yeah, we've just returned from Canada. We've done, you know, quite a few dates this year. 2019 has been a busy year for me as well. This past year in May, we were in Russia, mm-hmm. You know, at a command performance by our great president from Russia. And we were performing at the Kremlin.
Did you play for Putin? Really?
Yeah, he actually re-invited us back.
So that's amazing.
At the Kremlin Palace. So
that is so cool.
Very cool. So that was really
Vladimir
amazing.
Putin invites you to come and perform at the Kremlin.
And we were honored to, you know, perform with the 60-piece Russian Philharmonic Orchestra. So that was really amazing for me.
That's incredible. Now, just if you please have a look at the pictures at the end of the show, but I've got to describe this for you because you really, guys, look, he looks really like Michael Jackson. I mean, this is the full tribute act, which I love. We had all these beautiful models and all these lovely, well-known people and Mrs. South Africans and singers, and then all of a sudden one looked and there's Michael Jackson sitting there, okay, going to be on the show. So let's find a nice song for us to. What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Man in the Mirror.
Ah, that's good. Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Wow. Karaoke. Sorry, that's what
I
we did.
Play a cappella, it doesn't matter.
No, we're gonna let's see if we get this right. let's see if this works. Let's see if it works.
Okay.
If it doesn't, we can always.
Man with a Mission.
I had a special connection.
This is
with
an
this
ad.
Guy.
This is a YouTube ad. So let's ignore the YouTube ad. Okay, wait. Let's see if we can get this right. You ready?
There's acoustic version. Mm,
can you do it?
Piano, of course.
It's the history, the King of Pop, D'Antonio. So that's a bit of a fun song.
Yourself, then make a change. Na 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 na. I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize.
There is some with no home, not a nickel to loan. Could it be really me pretending that they're not alone? A willow deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart, and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
Na 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 na. Yeah, well done.
That's a new version.
That was so cool for you. I'm so impressed with you. I'm so impressed. This is just so.
And just for all
thank you for doing
all the CliffCentral.com fans, we never rehearsed that.
No, it was not rehearsed. I just found it on YouTube now.
That's amazing.
Well done. No, you're amazing. That's incredible stuff. I've asked this question to you before, but do you feel a sense of Michael Jackson within you?
I think performance in its entirety is really a spiritual thing. You know, if you look at a performer that really is convincing, whether you're a tribute artist, whether you're an original artist, there's some artists that, I mean, people sell out stadiums and arenas, and there's something spiritual about it. So when I get on stage, I try my best to connect with the spirit and with what Michael Jackson would have done if he were on stage. So it's really something internal. You have to connect with that inner gift.
You don't walk around dressed like this every day.
No, of course not.
Okay,
no.
You don't.
No.
Okay, but of course, when you are dressing, Taryn Louch almost fell because she couldn't understand. Michael Jackson just pulled down. I just thought she was in a dream and a dwell. Do you love that notoriety, or do you love the fact that you are honoring him?
I think the honor stands out above everything, because, you know, as I'm sitting here dressed as Michael and, you know, the makeup and the outfit, it's all about creating that reality or that realism. Mm. Like, if Michael Jackson was here, if he walked into the studio, how would he look? What would he, you know, be dressed in? So it's all about just creating that realism for the moment.
I wanted to tell you, in 1996, I think 96, 97, I was walking in Sandton, and he had walked down from Michael Angelo, the real Michael
for
Jackson.
Sure.
And I got such a fright, I started running after him. I was very big at that stage. I was a robust, probably about 160 kilos. And obviously everyone started going mad because no one knew he was going to walk out of the Michael Angelo Hotel.
For sure.
And that's where he did that big thing at Toys R Us and bought the whole shop.
For sure, yeah.
For the kids. And the next thing, there's a when you go between Sandton Square and Sandton City, there's the ramp going
for
down
sure.
and the stairs.
Yeah,
and he was walking down the ramp, and I missed the stairs. Wow. And I rolled right down the stairs to where Häagen-Dazs ice cream is.
Wow,
really, that was the roll. that was the roll. And he stopped, and he put his hand out to say, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
And him and his bodyguards that lifted me up, and that was my meeting with Michael Jackson.
Wow,
and that's a,
wow.
That's a true story.
Wow,
I had the pleasure of also meeting him in Sun City, but that's
wow.
Yeah, so that's just some cool stuff. You never got to meet him?
No, I never got to meet Michael Jackson, but I recently got to meet Jermaine Jackson.
Yes, did you? How was that?
I was in Germany. Pardon, because I'm part of many productions, you know. So I was touring Germany. We were in Berlin, and it was August of last year, Michael's 60th birthday. Jermaine came and, you know, supported the show, and we had a meet and greet and a one-on-one. And it was very emotional for me because here I am, finally, you know, a young man from Kimberley, Northern Cape, and here I am in Berlin meeting basically a musical big brother.
And I want to explain this to you, because this is not produced by South Africans, this show. It's produced by an Australian
company.
Yeah,
Showtime Australia.
And there are three of the biggest acts that go around the world.
For sure.
Which is yourself, Carolyn Borole. yes. who is the Tina does the Turner, Tina Turner, Simply, and then yes. of course Belinda Davids,
who does Whitney.
Who's doing Whitney Houston in Cape Town? At
yeah,
the
she
moment.
Just finished Whitney Houston in Cape Town now.
All right, and they go around the world, and for they sure. and you got three South Africans.
Yes,
one from PE, one from APA, and one from
Kimberley. I'm based in Joburg.
They're traveling the world doing doing this. So get your cameras out. Watch, I want to show you something special. So you can see him move. So let me. We can't. I'm gonna just put on some like quick.
Put on Billie Jean. I think Billie Jean is also good.
Because I want to see you. Just wait, let me just, you know, I mean, I should have the human jukebox doing this. So Billie Jean, and get your cameras out. I know that you can't see this. If you're, do you know where that song came from, by the way?
Billie Jean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Where?
It was written based on a girl that
stalked him
and accused him of she accused him of being the father of one of her twins.
Seriously, that's yeah. And she jumped his fence, and so he wrote the song for this woman. Her name was Billie Jean.
Yeah,
people didn't know that story actually.
Yeah, she was
I would presume that you knew the story. Obviously, this is what you do. All right, so are you ready? Are you ready? So stand up. Let me get this right. Sorry, there's going to be an ad probably. There's an ad for some stupid game or something.
Okay.
But let's get ready. Watch this. Guys, watch
this. Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
They can't hear.
I can't move with the headphones, though.
Oh, there we go.
Yep, we got our clip.
So
you can't hear the music. The music's now stopped. Go. When is your show on? Tell us all about it. It's happening at Empress Palace, is it not?
Well, this December, we'll be at Empress Palace from the 6th until the 22nd of December, and we'd like to invite the whole family, friends, if you have family visiting over.
I can't wait to see the show. I really can't wait to see the show.
So we'll be there every Friday to Sunday. Yeah.
Dan Tanio, thank you for being with us in studio. I loved having you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being our special guest. Do not miss. That's from the 6th to the 22nd
of December,
and it is called History, the King of Pop, and it's the Michael Jackson tribute show.
For sure.
And it's happening there at Empress. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for
Stand
having me.
Stand for photos. We want
Appreciate
pictures.
It. Of course.
Pictures with all the pics, with all the peeps, not the pics.
Thank you very much.
Nicole Kappa, editor-in-chief of Luxury Lifestyle Magazine, a big event tonight because you've taken over Dinner Time Stories, and Nadine Bashir, who is the producer of Dinner Time Stories, is in studio, the international show producer. Firstly, Nadine, it is an incredible experience.
Thank you.
To me, one of the greatest dining experiences that I've ever seen. Because you haven't seen it yet, Nicole.
I have. I was fortunate enough to be at
the press
event.
So you've seen
it.
Okay. All right. So this is just something that is so unbelievable. Where did it come from? How did you come up with this?
Well, first, good morning, South Africa. I'm so excited to be here.
It's good to have
what
you.
What an awesome country. It's amazing. So how did it start? I had moved to Dubai, and I was working in a great job. I was making a lot of money, and I was at a conference. I work in the food industry and the dining industry, and I was in a conference, and this guy, who's one of the top three mountain climbers, who was actually blind, he was giving a presentation, and he said something that really moved me. He said, what you do, does it bring butterflies to your stomach? Are you in love with your work? And at that moment, I realized I wasn't. I was miserable. I did not wake up every day and love what I do. And I used to, maybe like 5 years ago, when I had my own business and I had this little coffee shop, I really loved it. But now, I didn't. So the next day or the day after, I went to the office and I just quit my job. And I realized I need to go search for butterflies. I need to go and make myself happy. So I've always in the dining industry. I love technology. I love art. I minored in art and I And I was just looking for something inspiring to do. And I found this little chef, the video of a little chef cooking on the plate. And I thought this was brilliant. So I took a flight. I flew to Brussels, met who are my partners now, and brought them to Dubai. We went to the I had an event I was helping in the La Tallest Burj, or the tallest building. And I saw the show. We put together like a 3-course meal, and it was fantastic. And it's just like a half an hour thing, and people loved it. So I thought, let's make a show. Let's make it into a theater production.
So I want to play a piece of The Little Chef. So I know that Paul's got it on his phone. I'm trying to get the little chef. I don't know why the wee transit doesn't seem to be going through, but I want you to hear The Little Chef. So carry on telling us your story while I'm getting The Little Chef, by the
sure.
way.
Sure. So I flew, then we I took our partners, a Belgian skull mapping artist. We went to a remote seaside location where I have a house there on the Mediterranean, and we just stayed for a week. Coming up with an idea of a new show that would not just include projection, but mm-hmm. would include a whole story. It's a journey. It's a travel. It's a mix between a travel show, a theater production, a dinner. And
it really is.
And we wanted to include props. So we started. I started then to work on choreographing services, like what is the right minute to serve what, and trying to come up with interactive elements and props, like a suitcase that when he's traveling, he's serving the food through a suitcase.
So I want to describe, the chef is a, is 50 millimeters. It's very small. And the chef is walking in and around the table cooking for you. And it's insane. It is one of the most incredible, beautiful experiences that you get to experience. But I loved that the way Paul and the team in South Africa has done it, because all of a sudden, when you're in India, you just, where does that fragrance immediately come from? And when you go off to China, because you're doing the spice route.
I have to tell you a story about this. Mm. I've been telling since I came here. So Paul flew to Egypt, where I'm originally from, and he met my parents, and he became very good friends with my dad. And so he keeps like sending him clips from the show, stuff. And once he launched, he sent him like some videos and clips of the show. And I didn't know that. And then I found my dad calling me and telling me, hey, Paul sent me some, videos of the show. You should learn from Paul. And I was like, Dad, I created this show. And he goes, yeah, but he's doing it like really well. I love what he's doing. You should learn from him. So you should be doing your show around the world. And I was like, okay, fair enough. But, and when I came here and I really experienced the show myself, I was blown away. It was like as if I'm seeing my show all over again. And not just this, Paul is so passionate about it, just as passionate as I am, which really, you know, touches my heart. It was actually a sort of a spiritual moment, you know, when you're sharing a love for something and some other people are sharing the same love, and seeing the people enjoy it and, you know, and laugh and I mean, I've been greeted with so much welcome from the staff, from everyone. It was amazing.
It is incredible. I want to see if I can, I think I might have a bit of it. This is I filmed this on my own phone. Let me see if we can play this, but let's see. Let's see, does he do this?
This is crazy.
That's me, commentating. So this is the little chef flying. It's insane. You can see how the chef's flying. Over your table.
Over the snowy Himalayas. All the way to the
top. It is. Hiya! Hiya! This is just such a beautiful experience. Sorry, I had to get it on my phone. The wheat transfer has a problem at the moment. I don't know. You know how these things go. It's called gremlins in the system. Nicole Kappa, how are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you, Alan?
Just finished climbing
Mont Blanc,
and yes. Of course the highest peak in South Africa,
Mafadi, that's right.
And you did it with the Vitathion team, and of course your team, and of course you're the editor-in-chief, we often forget this, of Luxuria Lifestyle magazine, and You are now doing this big event at Dinnertime Stories tonight. Tell me all about it.
It's so exciting, Alan. And I think even as we sit here in this room, this is a South African production, which is a celebration of global unity and collaboration, actually. I mean, to have Nadine here is once in a lifetime, actually.
It really
Hopefully
is.
Not. I hope we have her out a lot more often.
Definitely not. You'll have to kick me out now.
Yes, she's seen Cape Town. She's never leaving.
Yeah, well, but I'm so happy that you're here because you're going to see a lovely event this evening with some of the most influential South Africans, which is going to be really cool, which is luxury
I
lifestyle.
I can't wait.
So that's going to be fun.
Super excited.
I can't wait to be there for the third time. Seriously. I love this thing. So cool. Nicole, luxury lifestyle pairing with this type of thing says what about your brand and what about what your magazine does?
We want to celebrate real authentic luxury in South Africa, and this is exactly that. It's a way for South Africans to go out and experience almost a dinner theatre. It is a complete immersive experience, and it is luxury. It is one of the most incredible nights out that you could possibly have. And the way that Paul's done it is he's brought Nadine's incredible concept here to South Africa and thrown his own spin on it and his own art, and brought in some local talent to support him in doing that, which is really incredible. And we get to now celebrate that with beautiful South Africans, people that have made a name for themselves in the influencer space, and we're all celebrating that tonight. Some of the biggest names in South Africa will be converging on Dinnertime Stories.
How do we get Luxuria Magazine?
LuxuriaLifestyleSouthAfrica.com. Otherwise, just go to Instagram and look us up, LuxuriaZA, and all the links are there. And it's a very special studio today. Actually, we have Josh in studio, and he was performing live at our previous event, Spring in the City, which largest
Josh
Luxuria
Josh is my human jukebox.
Yes.
But I want you to do something for me, because let's do this, Josh. On this coming Thursday,
yes,
we're raising money for a school. Eugene Crawford College is the base to raise money for a school with the Soweta, the Grammy Award winning Soweta Gospel Choir.
Wow.
And I've got Josh and Daniel Barry and Miguel with the Soweta Gospel Choir performing with Matthew Cunahan and myself as your MCs. We're going to rock the school. So please buy your tickets at Quicket.
Okay.
So let's get people to
I thought you were going to ask me to come and perform.
Will you come and perform?
Yes, I'm a great backup singer.
But seriously,
you can lip sync the whole way through.
Will you bring the kids? Will you bring the kids on Thursday?
I'll be there.
It's at Crawford College in Sandton. And Josh, we're going to be doing that, eh? We're going to be rocking that one. It's going to be really fun. Give us something. What have you thought about something that you're going to sing?
I know lots of songs.
Okay, so I want you to think of one because you're going to close the show with something. So I now want to invite our next guest to the studio. That was the wonderful Nicole Kappa. Nadine Bashir, we want you back in studio. And then another very important thing I want to ask you. Are there other stories?
Yes.
We want to see the other. Can I come see them? Where are
Please
they?
Please do. So we have one story that is launched already, and this launched as a pilot in London. And and we're launching in Christmas in Dubai, and it's a totally different story.
Okay, so Paul, get onto it and bring it out.
We definitely will, Alan.
Thank you. We've
got lots of surprises planned for everybody.
Okay, now I want to talk about two other phenomenal shows that are happening. So take a seat, Lyle Ramsden is doing the Nutcracker Winter Christmas in Sandton City. Lyle, take it away. Go. What's happening? What's it all
morning,
about?
Morning, Al. Morning.
Well, first, you're one of the most talented people in this country. He played Zazu in The Lion King all over the world. And so, Lyle, tell us about this big event that's happening.
That was 11 years ago, Al.
I know, but I still love telling everybody that. We don't forget how talented you are and how wonderful you can sing.
Okay. So the Nutcrackers Winter Circus is returning this year. Our premier season one was at Sandton City last year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we played to 22,300 people last year, and we're back with a bigger and better show. It's not traditional circus, it's more theatrical circus. And this year we're doing the Nutcrackers Winter Circus Parade of the Animals. And
tell
I must just reiterate that it's not, we don't use real animals in the show. And I think everyone can appreciate that. It's the actual actors themselves portraying animal creatures using costumes and physical theater.
And of course, this is for the general public. It's for everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, it's. I think you'd laugh if you heard what the ticket prices are. So if you book online, it's 20 Rand. at the door is 30 Rand. And I think that's just Sandton allowing people that may not necessarily have had the afforded the opportunity to see theatre to actually experience theatre. And I really am grateful to them for doing that.
I must say, so we've been talking a lot about Sandton, but yeah, they did the Style Awards, lots of great things. Michael Wilson and his team, that's
awesome. Yes, they're amazing. They really are.
I love it. And there's beautiful dance in it. And there's...
Yes.
What other things?
So when we say the Nutcrackers Winter Circus, it's very, very loosely based on the theme of the Nutcracker. So there are three numbers that we do from the Nutcracker. And obviously the music, everybody knows who Tchaikovsky is. So we've taken that music and blended in with various other music in the show. So it does feature elements of ballet, a lot of physical theatre. I must say that we've got an amazing ringmaster, Craig Morris, who is an acclaimed physical theatre performer. In fact, at one stage, he was invited to perform in Cirque du Soleil. So he's our ringmaster. And then we've got a couple of ballet dancers. And then, yes, it's a mishmash.
How do we book?
Ticketpro.co.za. No, and if you're at the shopping mall, we'll have a ticket kiosk outside the tent as well.
Opens up?
11th of December, and we run through until the 5th of Jan.
Why don't you bring your ringmaster and come back next week?
Okay.
You want to do that?
All right.
Come in.
All right, cool. I'll bring him in. He doesn't speak English, though. That's the problem.
Well, that's fine. We can make him we can whip us or something.
Thanks, Al.
I love it. That's Lyle Ramsden, Nutcracker Winter Circus happening at Sandton City. Don't miss it. With this spectacular animal show in it. It's going to be great, and it's affordable. Everyone can go. Seriously, that's a cool thing.
That's really, really cool.
Remember, this show is always about making things accessible to as many people as possible. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and now I come to Carly Graham and Rowan Becker. All I ask of me.
All you ask of me, Alan.
But that's all I ask of you, you see.
All you ask of me. And the title is All You Ask of Me because it literally is a show full of requests that the audience have asked for.
Because I'm the audience.
You are the audience.
Rowan, all I want to say to Rowan Becker, who are a pretty woman, pretty woman, pretty woman.
They beat us to it.
They beat us to it. Okay, just so you know, we had an idea. That was 11, 12 years ago. You know that. What is wrong with us? We could be so wealthy. Rowan Becker, phenomenal musical director, phenomenal musician across the board. What this amazing year you've had.
It's been an insane, busy year.
You've been all over.
I have.
What is the project? What's your last project that you just did?
I accompanied Jonathan Rocksmith on his show, Lenny, Andrew, Steve, and Me. And that led to a few spin-off concerts. And then Carly and I came up with this crazy idea.
And then you go, what are you doing next?
Next, Drew, my husband, and I are producing Seussical at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef over the festive season. And then I'm off on a world tour of a musical yet to be announced.
Okay. So now, tell me about Seussical.
Seussical is a musical based on the works of Dr. Seuss, all shoved in a blender and let the madness ensue.
So, again, are you coming to studio again? Bring some of the cast.
Absolutely.
Will you do that next week?
Carly's ready here.
Okay, so we're going to get you back in studio because we're running out of time. Carly, tell me about the show because we want to get people in bums in chairs.
Okay, so we're not trying to make you think. We are literally singing all of the audience favorites from musicals across the decades. We had an online poll where people voted for their favorite songs, so those songs all make an appearance, and we've literally gone through the hits of musical theater and we've included them in the show. And I have to tell you that I sing them a little bit sarcastically because those are the songs that we keep getting asked to sing over and over and over again.
All You Ask of Me is at Daphne's Place at the theatre. I love Daphne's Place. I've always made, but that's what we do.
We should just change the name to Daphne's.
Daphne's. Okay. And so this is what we're going to do because we want to close the show with something really special. All You Ask of Me, and it's Carly Graham and Rowan Becker on that stage at the Auto and General Theatre in the Square. And so I want to, again, at Sandton. There's no Monty here today. There's been a lot of Santonizing. Let's do this one.
Give you a snippet.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my out. sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
That's incredible. Yay! Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Don't miss that show. When is it on?
Tonight. It's only for 5 days. We close on Saturday. There are 2 shows on Saturday. Come and watch.
I'm so happy I got you guys into the studio. But you're all going to come back. All of you are coming
yes.
back. Bring your people. Bring your tools and coming back. You, deal.
Yeah. Deal.
You free next week? There's going to be a lot more time.
Probably.
Probably the studio. That's what we're going to do. Josh Ansley, we've got this Christmas show together. Thank mm-hmm. you, my human jukebox. Yeah. My co-host, one of my co-hosts that comes mm-hmm. and plays in the studio. Josh, we're going to go out with the song in a very in a second.
Cool.
You've been listening to Spotlight. My name is Alan Ford. Thank you, Taryn Louch, Nick Kombarakski. Thank you to Zareda Jardine. I want to thank Raja Johad. I want to thank Nicole Kappa and Nadine Bashir. I believe you can't get tickets for Dinner Time Stories. It's all sold out. But get a hold of Luxury Lifestyle Magazine. Lyle Ramsden, do not miss the show at Sandton City. It is the Nutcracker Winter Christmas opening on the
11th of December.
11th of December. Dan Tanya show opens the 6th of December, and that's the history of the King of Pop with Michael Jackson. And don't miss the 5 shows this week with Carly Graham and Roan Becker, All You Ask of Me. To the human jukebox, Joshy, mm-hmm. thank you so much for being with us.
All right.
We're gonna rock our Christmas thing. It's at Crawford this week. Please get your tickets. Take it away, Josh. My name is Alan Ford, and this is Josh Ansley.
Silent night.
Let me start this in the right key. Hold on.
There you go. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
And that's the Soweto Gospel Choir and the top singers all performing at Crawford College this Thursday, all in aid of a great charity. Have a great day. CliffCentral.com.